This is Director Chris Rodriguez of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect NJOHSP's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in all these fields in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to offer you a unique perspective on current homeland security trends and issues. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Rosemary Martorana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. And today I'm speaking with one of our senior intelligence analysts, Jerry Martin. Jerry, thank you for joining me here today.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thank you.
Great. And today we'll be talking about the issue of foreign fighters, which we discussed briefly in our threat assessment this year, but we'd like to flesh out some more detail. So, Jerry, let's just kick off with starting on what exactly is a foreign fighter.
So, Rosemary, the way we define foreign fighters, they're individuals who leave their country of origin or habitual residence to join a foreign terrorist organization in armed conflict abroad. So they do come from the United States as well as many other countries across the globe. Additionally, when they come back to the United States, we refer to them as returning jihadists, which we talk about more in depth in our annual threat assessment.
So just to be clear to our listeners, how many Americans have joined the foreign fighter flow in the United States?
So since 2011, we've attracted about 270 Americans who have attempted to travel or successfully traveled overseas. 120 of them have been arrested thus far.
So what exactly then is the threat that foreign fighters pose to the United States and more specifically New Jersey?
So the way we assess it right now is they present a minimal threat to the United States. There's been no attacks carried out by foreign fighters since 2011. Most of them have either decided to stay overseas, or if they have come back, they have been arrested, and they've been tracked by some of the federal government's intelligence capabilities.
And how is the U.S. government preventing individuals from traveling overseas to fight on behalf of terrorist groups like the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria?
So there's a number of ways that they're accomplishing this. One is increased intelligence sharing. So what they're doing is sharing information that we have and database information with our allied countries, which include the Five Eye partners such as Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the U.K., as well as some of our Middle East partners as well. In addition to that, we've partnered with a number of nations to increase intelligence capabilities, such as more border checkpoints, biometric systems, and other operating systems. And then they feed that information back to our intelligence databases, which assist the U.S. government in identifying these individuals.
So the U.S. government is then assisting these allied countries that have, for instance, higher number of residents who have gone abroad to fight for terrorist groups?
So yeah, that's correct. 270 foreign fighters for the United States is actually a relatively low number as compared to our allies overseas. To put that into comparison, the largest contributing country of foreign fighters is actually Tunisia, located in North Africa. They have an estimated between 5,000 to 7,000 foreign fighters that have traveled over to the Middle East as well as Libya to fight on behalf of the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations. Tunisia is roughly has about 10.8 million people, whereas the state of New Jersey has 9 million people. So that kind of puts it into perspective is the number of individuals traveling from that country. So what the U.S. government is doing is partnering with countries like Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and other European nations to kind of combat this foreign fighter flow and assist them in various ways, which includes building up their capabilities, whether tracking these individuals, putting new biometric controls in place, or just simply assisting in different programs that de-radicalize these individuals abroad.
Have foreign fighters who have returned conducted any attacks in the United States?
So since the start of this Syrian civil war, we've had no foreign fighters actually carry out any attack on U.S. soil.
Have any foreign fighters been in contact with individuals domestically who are suspected of radicalizing?
We have seen a low-level number of cases with foreign fighters contacting individuals here in the United States. The most prevalent case would be Omar Mateen, who carried out the Orlando shooting at Pulse nightclub this past summer. He was in contact with Monair Muhammad Abu Salah, who was a foreign fighter from Florida who traveled to join the Nusra Front and actually carried out a suicide attack against a number of Syrian soldiers. Other than that, the cases are few and far between.
Great. Well, Jerry, thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Excellent. And for more information on foreign fighters and returning jihadists, please visit our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov or email us at intelonclass@njohsp.gov.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelonclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.